Folks may have told you that Thelonious Monk was one of the fathers of bebop. They might have told you that he's the most modern of the modern jazz musicians. They may have said that his compositions are among the most beautiful and enigmatic works in the history of jazz. But just as likely, they painted wild stories of Chinese peasant hats, bamboo glasses, artless dancing in jagged circles, attacks on the piano with splayed fingers and elbows, and herky-jerky gesticulations punctuated by a stomping right foot. And frankly, those things tend to color one's judgment, as they did for much of Monk's career. It is 27 years since Thelonious Monk's death. It's 50 years since Monk's historic concert at Manhattan's Town Hall that we're about to celebrate. Time has given us perspective, and perspective allows us to embrace both sides of the man as one seamless true genius. Just ahead, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra takes to the stage with Marcus Roberts to reimagine Monk's music for big band. I'm Wendell Pierce. This is Jazz at Lincoln Center. In the February chill of 1959, Thelonious Monk took a big band to Town Hall. For Monk, this was unprecedented. The small combo was his scene. At the time, the performance was greatly anticipated. Today, it is legend. On this 50th anniversary year of Monk's landmark Town Hall concert, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra swings the music of Monk in that rare big band setting. We'll open our concert with We See. Thank you. Monk's composition, we see.
Marcus Roberts. The arrangement by one and only Sherman Irby.
Thelonious Sphere Monk was born on October 10th, 1917, in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. After 5 years of absorbing that deep country soul, his family moved to the Big Apple, where Thelonious would grow up and spend most of his life. At the center of that life was the piano. Largely self-taught, Monk's teen years were filled with rent parties, amateur nights at the Apollo, and forays into the divine with the Texas Warhorse, a tent show evangelist. His musical world brimmed with Harlem stride piano, down-home gospel, and of course, the blues. Next up, a B-flat blues based on the jazz tune called Pastel Blue. This is Blue Monk. Thank you.
J. Master Marcus Roberts, Walter Blanding,
Blue Monk, an arrangement by David Berger, at the House of Swing, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. In 1940, Thelonious Monk landed a dream gig as the house pianist at Menton's Playhouse. He would say later, "We was just there playing. We wasn't giving any lectures." Menton's became a university of new jazz ideas. Often these were born in the heat of 3 a.m. cutting contests that included professors Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Charlie Christian. It was here that Monk penned his first classics, Round Midnight, Ruby My Dear, and the tune we're about to hear called Evidence. Evidence, with Marcus Prentice on trumpet, Ali Jackson on drums, arranged by Wynton Marsalis. This next piece is also from the legendary Minton's years. It emerged from a collaboration between Monk and drummer Kenny Clarke. Here's Epistrophe.
Thank you.
Dinesh. Marcus Roberts.
Epistrophe. Our big band interpretation was penned by one of the youngest members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, trombonist Chris Crenshaw. Appropriately enough, on this 50th anniversary of Monk's Town Hall concert, our pianist Marcus Roberts was the first winner of the Monk Institute's International Piano Competition. Drummer Ollie Jackson is a Monk Institute alum, and trumpeter Ryan Kaiser was the first winner of the Institute's Trumpet Competition. Just ahead, we'll talk about Monk's personal supporting cast, his rhythm section away from the bandstand. Meanwhile, you can find lots more about Thelonious Sphere Monk in the Jazz Hall of Fame at jalc.org, and also link to video of Monk's performances. If you've missed any part of this show, you'll find it there, along with others from our archive. Sign up for our emails and bring home the swing from jalc.org. I'm Wendell Pierce. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. Life's everyday rhythms, its ebbs and flows, the tedious details that competed with the music and other things in Monk's singular brain, might well have overwhelmed him had Nellie Smith not entered his life. Nellie married Thelonious in 1947 and was, simply put, his heart and soul. She was also his connection to a world that seemed increasingly incomprehensible. She paid his bills. She worked as a seamstress to support the family when his music could not. She guided him through airports, train terminals, bus depots, down the street and around the corner. And she delivered him to gigs in the clothes she selected and frequently made for him. When Nellie underwent thyroid surgery in 1956, Monk wrote this ballad, Crepuscule, or Twilight with Nellie. It was so sacred an offering to his beloved that he never allowed his musicians to improvise while playing it. On stage at the Rose Theater, Crepuscule with Nellie. Thank you. Crepuscule with Nelly, arranged by Wynton Marsalis. Another woman in Thelonious Monk's life who played a very different kind of role was the Baroness Panonica de Quinigswater, affectionately known as Nika. Nika loved bebop. Nika also loved the men who made bebop, and she loved Thelonious most of all. They met in Paris in 1954, and the two would remain close for the rest of his life. This next piece was written at Nika's suite at New York's Boulevard Hotel on Central Park West. The Boulevard was the second luxury hotel that the Baroness was asked to leave as a result of, let us say, jazz-related complications. Charlie Parker died in one hotel, and musicians jammed until 8 in the morning in the other. Go figure. Baloo Boulevard, Baloo's Hard. Thank you.
the Jay Master Marcus Roberts on the piano.
Balu Bolivar Balu's R. Marcus Roberts, piano. Joe Temperley, baritone sax. Freddie Hendricks, trumpet. Arranged Joe by Temperley. Walter Blanding, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. If you had to give a title to Monk's creative legacy, this next piece might serve. Monk's melodies are wonderfully musical and definitely swinging, but his approach to them is not pretty. He plays with odd hesitations, dissonant chords, unconventional rhythms, and completely unforeheard voicings. No, not pretty, but beautiful. Not in that easy way of being beautiful, but beautiful like Picasso's Guernica is beautiful. Like Sophia Loren is beautiful. Like Ugly Beauty is beautiful. Here is Ugly Beauty.
Marcus Roberts. The saxophone section. Sherman Irby. Ted Nash. Walter Blanding. Dan Block. Joe Temperley.
Ugly Beauty. We close on a bright note, though we celebrate a life ended in the dark. Always inaccessible on some levels, in the 1970s, Thelonious Monk retreated from the world completely. For years, he sat silently, holed up in the Weehawken home of the Baroness, eating the food that Nellie would make daily pilgrimages to cook for him. He'd never played music again. He died there in Weehawken in 1982. But the music he left behind marks him as one of the greatest composers in the history of jazz. The way he approached the piano marks him as an absolute original. He would say, a genius is the one most like himself. By that measure, there is no greater genius in this music than Thelonious Sphere Monk. Arranged by Chuck Israels, featuring solos by Wynton Marsalis, Joe Temperley, and Marcus Roberts. Closing our program here at the House of Swing. We've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of Monk's great 1959 Town Hall Concert. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This edition written by Darryl N. Long, with thanks to Jeff Ward. Our producers are David Gorin and Stephen Rath, with Alexa Lim. Our recordings were made by Sandra Palmer Grassi at XM Studios and Rose Hall, with additional recording by Ethan Donaldson at CDM Studios. Thanks to Matthew Long Middleton, Kay Nywood, and Omar Little. The artistic director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Winton Marsalis. Cat Henry supervises our broadcasts and recordings. Executive director is Adrian Ellis. I'm Wendell Pierce. Join us again next week for more great performances from the House of Swing.